at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Dallas Police Chief David Brown has faced criticism from unions and rank-and-file officers about the recent crime spike in the city. Today, he faced the press to talk about a strategy to tackle that jump. Mayor Mike Rawlings joined Brown at City Hall and supports the chief's efforts. The mayor says while the crime rate is up this year, it's been down in recent years.
In the last 12 years, as you can see, that we've had an exceptional and historic run, thanks in part to Chief Brown. Of particular concern to me is the spike in crime on domestic violence and drug-related crimes.
So far this year, violent crime in Dallas is up 30% over last year. Homicides are up 86%. To manage that spike, the city will work with local, state, and federal agencies. Brown says they'll share domestic violence and drug warrants with officers and prosecutors to keep the offenders off the streets.
Just so practical to share information, to share enforcement responsibilities, to make all of us safe. A domestic violence abuser will go to a suburb to abuse someone who might initially been assaulted in Dallas. So why should we have boundaries in those enforcement efforts?
Brown says he changed the work schedules of about 250 officers to work in areas where violent crimes have been happening. He initially had planned to adjust the schedules of hundreds of officers, but since the city is getting help from county and state law enforcement, not as many Dallas officers will be affected. Today on Think, why photography takes time. Wildlife photographer Charlie Hamilton James has work that appears regularly in National Geographic, and he told Chris Boyd that even when he can envision the shot he's looking for, nature still has to do its part.
You know, as a wildlife photographer, there's kind of two ways of doing it. You can go out and take what nature gives you, or you could do what I do, which is go out and specifically know exactly, A, what I want to photograph, and B, how I'm going to do it. This is the only really way to work in the rainforest. So, for instance, I'll be photographing giant otters, or adders, as you guys call them, which is huge. They're 6 feet long.
Right.
You know, one of the most amazing animals in the Amazon. I'll spend a lot of time photographing them, but I'll always be after specific images of them, and I'll travel to huge distances to find them, and I'll invest a lot of time, money, and energy into getting those images.
So then you have a lot of waiting until nature does exactly what you've envisioned.
People again say to me, "Oh, you must be very patient in your job," and I'm not. I'm very good at being really bored. You know, because you do spend days and weeks just bored doing nothing. But the payoff, you know, when you finally get that shot, you kind of forget all of the boredom and the uncomfort, you know, and the mosquitoes and everything. It all kind of evaporates because you've got your shot.
Charlie Hamilton James speaks tonight at 7 at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. The top 10% rule in Texas gives high-performing high school students automatic admission into the best public universities in the state. But that doesn't always mean top students from low-income backgrounds will attend. The Texas Tribune explores the implications of the rule in a new series. One story focuses on two North Texas high schoolers, Brian Adams and Dallas ISD and Highland Park High, and the different ways those students select college. KERA's Eric Austin talked with Matthew Watkins, a reporter with the Texas Tribune.
Matthew Watkins, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you talked with a student at Brian Adams, Genesis Morales. Tell me a little about her.
Genesis Morales was in the top 10% of her class. She was right up there at the top. She's active in student council, very involved in the school, the kind of student who would fit in well at a place like UT or Texas A&M. When we met her, she was kind of early in the process of figuring out where she wanted to go to school. We asked her, does the prestige of the school matter to you? And we were really surprised with her answer.
I kind of get intimidated because I feel as if I'm not going to be as smart as them. You know, I get scared. And so when it comes to like tough schools, I kind of stay away because I'm like, I don't have the same classes as them. I don't have the same like teachers and like all these like extra books that they get. So I kind of stay away from those schools.
Now, Matthew, what do you make of that response from Genesis?
It was so interesting and really surprising. You know, when we spoke to students from a place like Highland Park, they were so concerned about the ranking of the school. One of the students could quote the ranking of every school that they had applied to. And in this case, the ranking, the prestige, things like that meant the exact opposite. If a school was, you know, a top 10, a top 50 school, that was a sign that maybe Genesis shouldn't go there, according to her, as opposed to a place that she should be striving for.
Where is she heading this fall?
Well, she's going to Texas Woman's University up in the Denton area.
At Highland Park High School, you visited with some students, including Grayson Rutherford, and she told you she applied to a ton of colleges.
The University of Washington, UC Berkeley, UCLA, University of Southern California, UT Austin, Tulane, Purdue, University of Michigan, Emory, Vanderbilt, University of North Carolina, University of Richmond, Boston College, Penn, and Harvard.
Wow, that's a lot. Why go to all those lengths?
She cared so much about, you know, finding the best fit for her and everything like that. And I think she's a real example of growing up in a place where going to college is kind of ingrained in you. You know, she had multiple members of her family who went to Harvard, multiple members of her family who went to top schools, and has really been thinking about this since middle school.
Now, when she was applying to UT Austin, did the top 10% rule concern her at all as she submitted her application?
Yeah, she told us that she was worried about it. You know, she her GPA was a 4.15 on a scale of 4.0, but she was outside the top 10%. And so there was no promise that she would get in. That was one of the reasons she applied to so many schools, was that she wasn't sure whether she would get into any of them. That turned out to not be much of a real concern. She found out in November, you know, even before the application deadline, that she had gotten into UT Austin.
And where's Grayson going to college this fall?
She found out this March that she was accepted into Vanderbilt University, you know, obviously a highly competitive university. And not just that, she was offered a full tuition scholarship. So basically, she'll be going there at a much discounted rate. She said it'll be cheaper for her to attend Vanderbilt than UT Austin.
Now, a teacher at Bryan Adams was telling you and your colleagues about how even her best students struggle with getting ready for college. I'm wondering why that's the case.
At a place like Highland Park, you've got kids who, you know, their parents went to Harvard or they went to UT or Texas A&M, and they just kind of grow up their whole life hearing about, you know, their parents' college experience, or they're watching football games on Saturday and things like that. And Bryan Adams students just don't have that background. You know, they usually aren't thinking about college until, you know, they're told it's time to start thinking about applying to college.
So they just don't have a chance to do much college exploration.
The first time we visited Bryan Adams, we kept asking kids, you know, what are your top three choices? What colleges are you looking at? And one college that came up more than any other was Midwestern State. You wouldn't expect, you know, every student at the school to be looking specifically at that one. And what we found out later after talking to the teacher at Bryan Adams was that that was the school that they had visited as a class. For almost in every case, it was the first time those students had ever stepped on a college campus.
Matthew Watkins with the Texas Tribune, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
The Texas Tribune series is part of an episode of Reveal that airs later this month. Reveal is a new public radio show and podcast from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. Mostly clear skies. You could expect that this evening, low around 54. Tomorrow should be sunny, high around 77. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. It's currently 83 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 82 in Tyler, 79 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.